Whack Matters is brought to you by Audible.com. If you go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters, you can sign up for a free 30-day trial where you can test out Audible's awesome audiobook monthly subscription service. Make sure to go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters.
No, so like, you know how sometimes little cuts hurt like four times as much as big cuts?
I think there's a moral there. Lots of little cuts, man. Death by a thousand cuts.
There's a moral that, but hey, teach me the lesson of death by a thousand cuts.
Sticks and stones can break your bones, but words sometimes hurt when they're little passive-aggressive spears thrown over and over repeatedly. Like, if I just called you a naughty name right now, like Butthead, right now, you would be hurt. But if every single day I was like, dang you, Marcus, you would eventually start to believe that you were danged.
Ah, I done got danged, dude. I can't believe I done messed up, got danged. I don't really know what to do about that. And that would be, so I'm freaking talking to my therapist, and they're like, so Marcus, tell me about your mom. I'm like, I don't care about my mom. I mean, I do care about my mom, but I don't care about talking about my mom. I want to know how to not get danged.
I got danged on by my brother.
I got danged on, and I don't want to be danged on. How do I get, can I get undanged? Welcome. Is that dunged?
Welcome you to get life, dunged? Life's what you rated. Oh, yeah, you get danged enough times, you're dung. Welcome to Life's What You Rate It, episode 30, what, 2?
Yes.
I'm Michael, this is my brother.
Mark.
And we do the show where we make jokes and talk about things. Sorry, we are completely serious and we rate everything in the world on a scale from 1 to 10. Getting danged?
Dude, forget you don't want to get danged. Dang's a 1 out of 10.
Never go full dang.
Don't let somebody dang you.
Yeah, we rate
things. We say some things and sometimes off air we say, that should be on a t-shirt. I think a shirt that says don't get danged.
Or would be never be danged.
Never be danged. Would be a very good t-shirt that we should make.
We rate things here and tell them whether good or bad. We rated getting danged already. What's your topic this week? I want to hear this. You warned me ahead of time in the pre-show that this might be anti-mom.
Trigger warning for moms,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Trigger warning. Go.
Hey, Michael?
Yeah?
Have you heard about this witchcraft brew that all of these homeschool moms are pushing these days?
Are you talking about... Okay, which one? Because we got lots of options here.
I'm talking about the blanket term for all of them being essential oils.
Oh, essential oils.
Now, let me... I have one thing, first of all, I want to say about essential oils, real quick.
Okay.
Up until the age of 18, when mom forced essential oils upon me, which I think is sort of like drugging somebody.
Yeah.
Which is probably a crime, but...
you know.
Who
can really tell?
I am a firm believer in essential oils not being that essential, considering I went a good 18 years without them.
No. You don't... even. Hold on.
When the sky opens up and the geese are hollering, the winds are going, ducks fly together.
When there was one set of footprints, the essential oils carried you. But I can't think of a way to fit that in. Just gotta shoehorn that in.
In the road to life.
I'm trying to say that you probably have used essential oils your whole life and never known it. Like, right? You didn't know that you needed to breathe before you read about breathing in health class.
No, I knew I needed to breathe as soon as Switchfoot taught me how through them learning.
Well, you had to learn how to breathe. Yeah. They also dared you to move.
Yeah, but you see, Switchfoot needs to get on that essential oil. If Switchfoot is anything... They are 100% an educational band that teaches me how to live my everyday life.
I never would have picked myself off the floor if they'd not dared me to. But they did, so now I'm up.
I used to ride a skateboard the right way, but then they told me that I should switch foot, so I read Goofy.
The only reason I'm alive right now is they told me only the losers win, so I'm really holding out for it. Got any more Switchfoot deep cuts for us?
No, they're all gone.
I mean,
that was the bottom of the barrel. I think I am tapped out.
I mean, when I look at the stars, I feel like someone else. But when I look at the mirror, I don't know.
You I'm feel staring like yourself.
At the, I'm staring at the man in the mirror, but that's not Switchfoot.
Oh, yeah. No, dude, if we could just do any music joke, any music reference, it's a lot easier. But here's my thing. Okay. So essential oils. First of all, mom's got me. I told mom I didn't feel super good last night. I was getting a little bit of a cold.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big deal. I do feel mostly better. I think it's largely due to the fact that I slept between last night and the nap I took this afternoon close to 12 hours. Now, I don't want to do very good.
Okay.
When your kids are old and out of the house, you can do that.
I'll take your word for it.
Or I mean, at some point, maybe you and Amanda, when they're a little bit older, you'll send them, like, you'll be like, hey, you're going to go stay with your grandparents for a little bit. And then you and Amanda are just going to sleep the whole time.
I did that once, and it was, we'll say, a 10 out of 10 experience. And I slept a lot. It was nice.
I can just sleep for as long as I want.
Grandparent I want. Babysitters, 10 out of 10. Thank you.
But what I'm trying to say is, first of all, I don't want to be an alcoholic, and there's this tincture.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what mom calls this? This tincture that she's...
Those aren't essential oils.
It's not essential oil?
No, it's just brandy, dog.
So, first of all, so what is a roofie a type of drug, or is a roofie a term for putting a drug in somebody's drink?
Probably, I think both, actually. I mean, it's a okay, roofie so is the type of drug
mom's roofieing
to...
me with this tincture. And she also, I got a cold the other day, and she was like, here, I need to rub this on, like, your shoulders or something.
Okay.
And I think that was an essential oil. And I don't understand stuff. And I guess more, I also want to not just dunk on essential oils, which I do want to dunk on those, but also all of the old wives' tales that you hear, is that a sexist term?
Old, yeah, probably. I don't think there's a way to fix it either. It just has to be that way.
No, I got this.
But we're not going to revision history.
No, I'm gonna revise history and make it better. All of the really dumb things that old people used to say to each other before they realized that you can, like, research things.
Before scientists had medicine.
Before science, when old people kind of be like, I don't know, I didn't do it before, and then I did the thing that means it had to have worked, right?
My grandpa had a very accurate and wise song that he used to sing me, where he said... My friend
the witch doctor, he told me what to do. Boom, 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 boom.
My friend the witch doctor, he told me what to say. Doom, doom, doom. He said that you'll be mine if I say this to you. And I say, ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang.
So I'm going to throw out some stuff, Michael, that I don't know if you remember mom doing.
Okay.
I've been a lot. First of all, just the existence that Vicks is a good thing for you. Did mom ever try to pitch you on Vicks being good?
Not only did she try to pitch me on Vicks being good, she tried to pitch me on her own special method of Vicks application.
Okay, so Vicks for those
Vicks Vapor Rub.
So if you hear, for those of you who might be listening and don't know what Vicks Vapor Rub is,
everyone knows what the stuff is.
But if you
ahead.
Breathe in a bunch of pepper and you know how, like, it makes your nose run a whole bunch, imagine that, but it also just smells super bad.
It's supposed to be pepperminty.
Yeah, and the idea is it'll make your nose run so you can blow all the
you
junk out of it.
You rub it on your lip like this.
A little. Okay, now this is how I think it's supposed to be used. You put a little bit on your upper lip right here while you sleep or something, or while you're going out your day. That's not a big deal. Now let me describe to you how mom uses this stuff. Mom takes roughly 3/4 of a tub and she kind of just slaps it on your face general area when she did this to me.
You don't remember this,
don't you? No. No, we're going to get there.
Okay.
So I think mom's application amount was not always the best. However, occasionally you would complain about coughing in the night times.
Mm-hmm.
And mom's special application of Vicks Vapor Rub was you would put Vicks on your feet, mm-hmm, and then put your socks on your feet, and it would prevent you somehow magically from coughing.
Mm-hmm.
At keeping yourself awake. Michael, I want you to rate this method for not coughing.
Putting Vicks Vapor Rub on your feet?
Yeah, to not cough.
I'm going to...
Also, just the whole experience of it.
I know a lot about science now, though. And let me tell you what about science is.
So, I think there's an argument to be made that this show is science.
Hold on. I want to tell you something real quick, because this is dovetailing on your subject. I think it's also very applicable. So essential oils, we have never really dug into it. They're a bunch of very, 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 very expensive things that smell kind of good that people claim have miracle healing properties akin to potions in...
marijuana.
Well, yeah, also marijuana, but that's a different subject. That's more along the line of the tinctures. Essential oils... you can diffuse them.
So that was the community vape.
You can diffuse them. You put them in this thing that like spreads it in the air.
Yeah,
you can put them in food and eat some of them. Some of them you wash with. Yes, like some of them you like. I don't know. You can use them for all kinds of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. And I've been going to homeschool conventions for years now, and these are huge there. There's like a whole section where they sell this crap, right? So I went to Walmart the other day. And I'm looking for myself a Scentsy warmer.
Okay.
And next to the Scentsy warmers are a bunch of essential oils that my wife informs me huge selections of moms are now angry at Walmart for selling essential oils because they're not the good stuff. They're not the pure stuff. They're diluted. And I'm like,
hey, what is the thing you said about fandoms?
No. So here's what I actually want to get into.
Are you a big essential oil fandom?
I am big into all fandoms.
You're deep. Michael's deep in that essential oil.
If there's anything
paint.
That's worth someone loving so much that they hate it, I'm into it. And essential oils are that way.
And you. They don't just hate it. They also hate you. Usually.
And themselves. A lot of the time. So essential oils. Here's the thing. I want to hear your jokes about them, because I'm about to drop some science on you, and it's maybe funnier than anything that, like, I could say on my own. And it's real science.
Okay, go for it. I want to hear that.
Have you ever heard the term placebo?
Yeah.
Placebo, the placebo effect is the idea that if you hand somebody sugar pills and tell them that those pills are going to make them better, it does, right?
Because this is the thing a lot of people know. Your brain is very powerful.
A lot of people know. If you think you're feeling better, your body can actually physically manifest things of feeling better. This doesn't work for everything, obviously. But like there are things that it can work for. So a lot of people, myself included, like to say that essential oils are a placebo. Because you use them and it may not actually be doing anything, but the fact that you think it's doing something makes it work for you, right?
Yeah, so
it's... Same with putting Vicks on your feet, right?
So your body wills itself not to cough.
Here's the buckest, wildest thing that I've ever heard about in maybe all of science. Even if you know something is a placebo, it can still give you the effects. In instances where people were told the sugar pill was just a sugar pill, but they kept doing it, they still felt better. So even though we're telling all these people that stuff may be fake, it doesn't matter if you think it works. Even if you know that it's not real, it will work.
So
I have to rate them a 6.
It has to at least be a 6 by nature of...
It's so stupid and so dumb. It's so stupid and so dumb, but it works, and it will continue to work even though people know it's witch doctorism.
Hey, Michael.
Yeah?
Have you ever had an earache?
Yeah.
What was mom's signature go-to earache cure?
I just put a clove of garlic in your ear. That'll cure your earache.
So?
And also keep the vampires away.
The vampires. Oh, see, I love my mom very much. I think that if mom told me she was going to put garlic in my ear to keep the vampires away, I would have an easier time swallowing that than, oh, your ear hurts a little bit, let me shove some garlic in it. Now, also, I'm not going to pretend to understand the, medicine. Like, I get, medicine as a concept, but I'm not going to pretend to understand, this works and why it works and, all of these things. But, I am going to, posit a theory that is what I like to refer to as bullcrap.
Mm-hmm.
And you should not put... I am under this very small practice of anything that is roughly ear hole sized, you should not put in ear holes, roughly.
What about headphones?
So headphones are not ear hole size. They fit in like the like this part, but like the the canal of the ear hole, the inner ear part that like goes up into your head.
Q-tips.
Up into your head meat. Nah, dude, I don't think you really need to clean ears that bad.
You're not supposed to put Q-tips in your ears.
Yeah, believe it or not, Michael, I don't think you're supposed to put most things in your ears.
Here's the thing.
I would argue
Q-tips anything. Say you're not supposed to put them in your ears, but what the heck else are you going to use them for?
Nose.
When's the last time you put a Q-tip in your nose, dog?
So you have a... Okay, I've not done this, but let me explain to you why this is very useful. Oh, balls. I have a date. So I need to be ready for my date. Ah, crap. I also have a very handsome and well-groomed mustache. And also, just before date time, crap, I got a cold. And then you're like, I just put a little bit of Vicks on. And you're like, dude, my mustache is too, it'll look really gross and goopy. And my mustache needs to be pull a little bit of Q-tip. Put a little bit of Vicks vapor rub up in your schnoz. Also, if you're supposed to be sniffing it, why isn't it in your schnoz anyway?
You know what works better than Vicks vapor rub?
Just blowing your nose like a normal person or taking a hot shower.
I like to eat ghost pepper salsa. Freaking clears your sinuses all the way out.
Okay, but speaking of hating yourself,
single orifice in your body that can leak liquid suddenly does. Everyone.
All of them.
Everyone, think of any orifice in your body and think of the potential for them to leak or ooze liquid. Your pores, your eyes,
your nose,
your mouth,
your peeps,
your pooper. All of them leak.
So, this is a really quick side note, but we use this very much. When I made my joke about a therapist, this talking to the microphone is essentially my therapy, and...
I'm sorry.
And you said pooper, and that made me think of... And you said we were talking about leaking poops, essentially, and then I thought of constipation, and in my head, the only way I could fathom constipation was something would literally get stuck in your butthole. So, like, whenever people would talk about constipation and stuff, I would think of, like, a cork, like, a literal cork being put on, like, a butthole and that not allowing people to poop and that being a big deal. But also, as a kid, I remember being very confused, like, couldn't you just take that out?
I'm going to ignore everything that you're saying right now because it just takes us down a dark trail. And in sake of the fact that you did loop full 100%. Loop where you said you didn't want to talk about your mom. You also said that this was your therapy, and then you just talked about your mom for 20 minutes. So this really is just you sitting on a couch and telling me about your mother.
Yeah.
And this actually might
should
just
I lay down
be
for the rest of the episode.
Yeah. And like, also, what does that picture over there look like to you?
Vincent Diesel.
Okay, that says a lot about your psyche.
Well, I think the Vin Diesel's in all of us. So, but like, I don't want to say mom's done like all bad things for us. And so like, I have a question for you, Michael. You're a big milk fan and you've had sore throats before. And a doctor told us one time that if you drink a lot of dairy products, it'll coat your throat and make it hurt a little less. Is that a real thing or do you think that's a placebo effect?
I mean, that's why I drink milk when my throat hurts.
Like, it's a thick liquid. Like, I don't love ice cream, but I eat ice cream when my throat hurts.
It's a thick wood. Because it's a thicker
liquid. Like, is that real?
Yeah, it's real. Are you assuming that everything that happens to you cannot perceive correctly now?
No, so I'm assuming that, like, anything that seems like a little thing like that, anything that is as simple as me going to a grocery store minus taking, like, anything that has been going to a grocery store and not going to, like, the pharmacy just, like, thing. Again,
dude, if your arm is bleeding, you can just hold your hand over it and it will probably stop the bleeding.
That's not true.
You don't need medicine to do it.
Not true. That is... So, after speaking to our father a long time and knowing the way that he kind of blames things most of the time, I'm under the impression that that's a lie Obama wanted you to believe.
Thanks, Obama.
But, so most importantly... We can agree that all of these essential oils are bullcrap in the sense that they don't actually work, But if you believe that they work, they do work.
Even if you know that it's fake.
Even if you know that it's fake.
Yes.
So, dude, I don't want to put weird feeling things on my body, and I don't want to drink liquor because I have a cold. Is there a way that I can posit this theory to my mom and say, hey, mom, how about you not roofie my apple juice with liquor? And she actually listens to me.
The only way to do it is to go harder. Fight fire with fire.
So be like, mom, just skip the middle, man. Just slime me that little.
Does she drink tea?
Yeah.
Speed. Speed in her tea. Does she?
I feel like she'd have so much energy. She would just make me drink all of the tincture.
Does she use that community vape every once in a while?
Not anymore, dude.
LSD.
They used to. It used to, like, was one of my favorite things when mom just had a community vape going.
Did you put LSD in that thing? And that party bumps up to level 10 immediately. I rated something way less interesting, but we haven't rated yours yet. It has to be a six.
It has to, at least a six. Dude, if anything...
It's so bad, but it is also...
I would maybe even go higher than a six, because the idea... That there's a thing.
I mean, the idea that there are people not just mom. I found this online. The idea that there are a community of people, that there is a subreddit worthy level of people that put Vicks vapor up on their feet to not cough at night makes me happier. It improves my life.
Okay.
And it improves their life because it's a placebo.
So let me say this, actually. I think I figured it out. I was going to say we should rate essential oils higher than a six. No, that's bullcrap. However, I think we can rate placebos.
We're rating like home remedies.
Home remedies can be a six, but the idea of placebo effects being a thing, I think, is really neat, especially knowing, even if you know it's fake, it still
works. It's astounding.
Like, it has to be a 10, dude.
Yes.
Because it's very
placebos
neat.
Placebos as an effect, it's the most astounding thing I've ever heard, because every other instance when you know something, in D&D, the video game Dungeons and Dragons, the board game Dungeons and Dragons, if you know something is fake and you choose not to believe it, it stops being there. If it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
In real life, if you know something is fake, it can still benefit you.
So, like, yeah. So, like, that's weird to me. So, in Inception, I guess they know they're in a dream, but those bullets still hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes 100% sense.
Still kills them.
They still die.
If you cut me, do I still bleed?
I mean, I think...
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
So, that's going to lead... Never mind, I'm not going to say that. Lead us down a dark road, dude. That'd be a very dark road. What did you bring to rate this week?
Yeah, well, it's very topical and very relevant. Hey, let's rate January.
January?
Yeah, let me tell you the
is
secret about January.
Good happen in January?
January is the secret backstab of the months. And I want to tell you why. Because every single January in my entire life that I can remember, which, let's face it, is like the last three.
Which is all of them after, or the one Molly was... after Molly.
So, we live in the Midwest, and let me tell you about the Midwest. There's wonderful people. The couch is long and full of friendships, as some people might say. The weather here is just buck wild, and it kind of sucks. We get really hot weather, really cold weather, and it's just kind of roulette wheel.
Yeah, and
roulette wheeled? Where am I from? Southern Ohio? Wheeled. Thank you.
It is, it feels very much like, somebody kind of just throwing some darts at a board and whatever it kind of lands on, like, ah. Because, like, people play, usually you see dart boards in bars and things on, like, at least TV. So it feels like somebody got super drunk, so they don't really know how to throw a dart at all. And they'll be like, so this is the summertime board, so, like, all of these things range from here, and then this thing behind you is the wintertime board, and the person's like, and let's go here, while they're kind of winding up, and throw it backwards, and it's like the middle of summer, and you're like, oh, yeah, now it's really cold.
It's just a full board, but they let Molly throw the dart. So sometimes it goes backwards. But yeah, dude, like, every single January, we finish Christmas. Sometimes we get a white Christmas, sometimes we don't. I get it, right? You know? sometimes Green Christmas, sometimes White Christmas. The people fight over the two misers, brothers.
Yeah,
the misers fight over it. One of them wins. The what happens every single January is we get a good week or two called January thaw,
when everything gets dope outside,
where the weather's like, hey, remember spring? Spring is like the second coolest of all of the seasons because it's like fall, but Christmas isn't coming. So as far as seasons go, spring is pretty good. The weather, pretty good. Do you like spring? Because it feels really nice outside. And the weather's like, remember spring? And then sometimes me, I'm like, hey,
let's buy a skateboard.
Drewby, let's buy a skateboard. Hey, Mark, let's buy a skateboard because we have to buy a skateboard. Do I know how to skateboard? No.
No. Do I want to learn how to skateboard?
But the weather's so nice, I can't help it.
And do I want to learn how to skateboard at that point in time more than anything in the whole world?
More than I wanted anything else on Earth. I wanted to learn how to skateboard that summer 3 years ago or something. Maybe longer than that. Who knows? Doesn't matter. But every single year.
You talk your friend and your brother into buying skateboards.
I convince a lot of people to spend hundreds of dollars and lose money because you're the only one that kind of learned. Let me tell you, it's a lie. We live in the Midwest and it never gets warm until March. So we spend 2 weeks in 50 degree weather going, man, spring is freaking awesome, huh?
This is dope.
And then boom.
This is dope. And then
today, we were scheduled for 2 inches of snow and I have 8 inches of snow I had to shovel off my freaking driveway today because it's the January ultimate backstab of the year. It's the, like, I'm a giant bull charging towards spring,
you know?
And it's, ole!
You know that movie when the person slaps the person in the face with the rubber glove?
Yeah. So, it's a duel?
Yeah. But then the person is like, oh yeah, we got a duel. And he picks up, like, the gauntlet.
Yes.
And so, I feel like...
That's from Robin Hood Men in Tights.
The beginning of January is a rubber glove slap to the face. And you're like, ah, dang it, Christmas is over. Everybody's back to work. It's kind of like you get a little bummed out and stuff. And then it gets warm. And it only gets warm so that they can then pick up the metal gauntlet and be like, ka-thonk. Like, and just really bean you in the head. And be like... Oh, yeah, I still gotta wait a good long time before it's warm and nice outside. Ever again.
I'm convinced we'll never be warm again.
We've
reached the point of no return.
My sense of temperature is... What's the word? My sense of temperature isn't... I don't have sense of temperature permanence. Just like kids don't have object permanence... I assume whatever temperature that I'm experiencing has to be the only one. And I get so baffled when it's not, when it changes.
Let me tell you another downside to January. It's the month most people lie to themselves.
Look yourself in the mirror.
Hey, Michael,
I want to, real quick, before you say the thing you're going to say, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
This is going to be the year that I get very fit. This
you?
Is 2019. Yeah, 2019 is my year, dude. I'm gonna get crazy fit in 2019. I'm also gonna write a book.
This is the year I'm gonna get below 205 pounds.
This is 2019 is my year. I'm super dedicated to this. I know that in the past I've had New Year's resolutions that I did not follow through with, but you want to know something? I wasn't dedicated to those bullcrap ones. These ones of getting my health just super right and writing a book and probably also making $1 million in a year, I'm dedicated to these ones. Unlike all the other ones,
If you are hearing my voice right now, some of you people are going to be watching this video on Facebook. Maybe you're watching the video on YouTube. Maybe... you are driving in your car listening to a podcast. Listen, whoever you are right now, go to the nearest mirror and look at yourself in the mirror and tell me that you freaking honestly think that the resolutions you made this year, you're going to stick to. Look into that mirror and say to yourself, I'm keeping my New Year's resolution. And then realize you, like every other freaking person in this American country, is lied to yourself so strongly like everyone else does every single year. January sucks.
I worked in a coffee shop for a long time, mm-hmm. and I have a lot of very horror stories I can tell about a coffee shop. But this is the only horror story I have before I started managing said coffee shop. And it is January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
I go in. No, sorry, January 2nd, because January 1st was a holiday.
Okay, yeah.
January 2nd. I go in.
New Year's Day.
I go in to work. I was opening, so I get there at 5 a.m. Oh, wait, no, we open at 5. I got there at 4:45. Not important. Parking lot is jam-packed.
Screw this place. Let's put a parking lot. Go ahead.
Because there's a gym. I live in, like, I worked in a small outlet thing. The busiest time that I've ever worked. As far as, there was times busier when I was a manager because of weird promotions and stuff. But to that point, and it was the worst day because nobody came in till 6.
Mm-hmm.
So from 5 to 6, this gym class got out and all of them wanted a protein smoothie.
Okay.
So I made, roughly, this is not a joke, I'm not doing, this is not exaggerating, I made roughly 65 protein smoothies in an hour by myself. Because of all of these good, but here's the best part. Every single week, there was less and less people till nobody came.
Gyms.
Dude, they didn't make it 2 months.
Gyms all across this entire country find all of their year's funding in their January when somebody pays for a subscription for some period of time.
A year-long membership.
And then literally only uses it for 1 month or sometimes.
But that was
how many of you people listening, especially if you've made fitness goals yourself, go to your freaking closet and tell me if you have a box of protein powder or a tub of protein powder you will never use. Tell me. How many times have I been working with someone who's like, I'm swearing off alcohol, and they're drunk the next weekend? People, don't lie to yourself. Don't let this January freaking devil of a month ruin your life. Don't lie. Don't get excited about the spring thaw. Not till March. January is a bad month, and I propose that we rate it. And what are you feeling?
Like a 2.
Yeah. We need it, because what else? If we move February 4th. Well, see, February has Valentine's Day. And if you follow traditional romantic stereotypes like a plebeian, then you're happy because you might be in love. Or maybe you hate yourself because you're single. I don't know.
Or maybe.
Never mind. Okay. Well. That's all I had. Do you have anything?
To add, like a joke?
Anything you want to like get off your chest? Just like in general?
I did super forget that Valentine's Day existed.
Mm-hmm.
Which involved me walking around Walmart with my girlfriend the other day and saying, oh crap, Valentine's Day? Like that, and she wasn't super psyched with how I responded to it.
Mm. So she's one of those people.
Yeah, apparently.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever forgotten Valentine's Day. Wife's birthday? Yes. Well, kind of. Want me to tell that story?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, rate my story. My wife's birthday is coming up. I make plans. I'm going to... I had to work, but I was going to... going to work late, and I was going to go to the store and get her breakfast because she likes fast food because we're cheap. I was gonna get fast food breakfast and flowers and coffee and bring it home and give it to her, as well as the gifts that I got her. And then I was going to go to work and come back and we'll do dinner and whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wake up early, feel good, right? Take a shower, get ready for work, leave. Forget completely. I had plans. Completely forget. I go to my computer at work. I talk to my boss. We're cool. Go to my computer at work. I open up my email. Catch up on my email. Everything's going great. I'm like, dang, I made it to work early. I feel good, right? I open up Facebook because I had a notification. It says, it's Amanda's birthday. I said, crap. I do this. Crap. And I went to my boss's office and said, hey, I forgot my wife's birthday. Can I have the day off?
And they said, you what? And I said, did I say my wife's birthday? I was supposed to do something. And I completely forgot.
Can I dip?
And they're like, you need to go now. And so I show up. I'm like, I'm honest, right? I'm like, got your birthday today. I had plans, right? I did have plans. I told her what I was going to do. She's like, I wondered if you were trying to like pretend like you forgot and then not, and then do something. But I just legit forgot and Facebook reminded me that I was a bad husband. And not in the traditional methods.
It's a good story. That's a good 8 out of 10 story. It would be higher, but it's also just sad for Amanda.
Do you have any good jokes for us? No, sorry. Do you have any jokes for us?
Hey, Michael.
What's up?
This isn't so much a joke as much as it is good advice.
Okay.
Never invest in the Velcro. It's a ripoff.
I like that one for some reason. And it's a good one.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the podcast that we produce here at WhackMatters.com. Just in case you didn't know, we have a lot of different shows running right now. There's Life's What You Rate It, where me and my brother Mark rate everything on a scale from 1 to 10 that exists in the entire universe. Tune In, where Marcus and his friend Karsten talk about cartoons and their value for people of all ages. Of course, Whack Tracks, where me and a bunch of friends make commentary tracks for whatever shows or movies we might be into at the time. And our newest show on the network, The Music Matters, where my friend Trevor creates a discussion around all the matters relating to music. If you'd like to support the content we make here at WhackMatters.com, please go to WhackMatters.StoreMV.com and check out our merchandise section. We sell t-shirts right now, and there's more merchandise to come. Even if you don't want to buy a t-shirt, there is a donate button at WhackMatters.com that you can use to support the content that we already make and to help fund creative ideas for the future. Additionally, this podcast is also brought to you by Audible.com. If you go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters, you can sign up for a free 30-day trial with Audible.com where you get to listen to a free audiobook of your choosing and can continue subscribing for an awesome audiobook content subscription. Remember, that's audibletrial.com/whackmatters. We love you all and hope you will continue checking out the content we make here at whackmatters.com. Have a great day.